Before we get started, I've a couple of things to mention. First,
Get Money is a podcast for people who think that they've messed up with their personal finances or feel like somehow they missed out on this magical information that everyone else knows except them. Well, let me tell you, that is not the case. Our culture is really not great at personal finance education. You're not alone. Get Money will motivate you to get your shit together without making you feel bad about it. We're in this together, and it's going to be fun.
Money, 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 money.
Today's topic, getting financially naked.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is about talking money with significant others, roommates, or other people who might be a part of your financial future. It's better to bear it all than to be surprised by something big or small later on. I'm Amber. I'm a breaking news reporter, and I'm joined by my friend Carl.
I'm a law student. I spent 5 years working on Wall Street.
And we're joined by AJ and Shane, who are certified financial planners and just like personal finance wizards.
You're a wizard, Shane.
Let's do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's some money motivation. I'm really private about the money that I have. But when it comes to your significant other, somebody you plan on spending a long time with, you should be open about it. Once you have that conversation, you feel like you could talk about anything.
Money motivation.
And y'all could just become like this super ass money team and just get hella money together. Doesn't that shit sound lit?
Yeah!
Exactly. That's why you should go home and get financially naked with the love of your life.
Money motivation.
I've got to ask. Have any of you had an open conversation about finances that wasn't awful?
Yeah, actually. I had a talk with my girlfriend about a week after we moved in together about my finances, and I was nervous as shit. So I sat her down. I got a bottle of wine. I was like, hey, listen, I want to talk to you about something really personal and something that I actually never spoke to anyone about other than my parents.
After you'd already moved in.
Yeah. And I thought that was it. She was gonna like say, all right, like I know we got this apartment together, but get the hell out. And she got really nervous because she was like, are you gonna ask me to get married today? And I was like, no. I was like, no, I'm gonna talk to you about something that might make you not want to marry me anymore. That's what I thought was gonna happen. I basically shared all my finances. I told her about my entire financial history, all the salaries that I had, and how much debt that I have. And she was like, that's it? Like, you're actually fine. You were nervous for absolutely no reason. And it made me feel really good.
So does it matter if I'm dating someone who's bad with money?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I mean, money is one of the major causes of divorce.
I thought it was just people just started hating each other after a long period of time.
My parents got divorced when I was 8, and it wasn't 100% attributed to money. I'll never know because we never talk about money in my family at all, even now that I'm a certified financial planner.
Weird.
Super weird. But if you're going to build a life with a person and you hide things from them or you have different ideas about how you should be spending your money, I mean, money just equals what you're able to do with your life. It's what size house are you going to buy? How much is your rent going to be? Are your kids going to private school? There's so much that goes into it. So not having someone who's on the same page with you or someone who just has a completely different money philosophy, I think can lead to other issues. Even if you are absolutely in love, you know, your love is not complete if you don't know everything about the person. Surprises come up later. Like someone is not able to be with you when you're going through, you know, a medical crisis and you got a bunch of credit card debt. Like, are they going to stick by you through that? I don't know. You got to talk about it early on. I'm a big fan of having the conversation. Second date? What do you think?
Second date? That's in the Tinder DMs for me.
You got to find out if they're a ride or die. I feel that.
Exactly.
That's a great vetting process real quick.
What should you actually know about, like, what do you need to know about your significant other's income?
I mean, do you live with this person? Do you plan on having a life with this person? That's just like a real talk conversation that adults have. And the first year of dating someone, how many of those conversations are you trying to have? I mean, obviously enough to get to the next stage in the relationship. Right.
Knowing someone else's income is helpful, but more than that, just knowing their spending habits, because you can have all the income in the world, but if you're spending 100% of it or 110% of it and you're going to be finding yourself in credit card debt all the time, that's a hard situation to get out of.
I mean, some basic things that everyone think matters a ton, like credit score, don't matter as much as you think that they do. It's just like a clear, easy to understand number on a scale. It's like your weight. But it's actually not that important most of the time when we're going through someone's financial plan that we're going to build for the next 40 years for them. The credit score is like 1% of the importance of the plan. But with that said, it's still something that you should know about your partner.
It's definitely nerve-wracking having to tell like a significant other about your income and so forth if it's not a thing that you discuss much. Or if it changes. I had a situation with a long-term boyfriend where he got a big new job that was like a very significant pay increase. And before we had earned very similar amounts. And it really changed like a lot of how we would pay for things and who would cover things. And if he would be much more likely to put a larger percentage of dinner on his credit card, or he would cover more costs. And I was far less worried about it because I didn't feel like we had to be as even, because actually our finances were not the same, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's so unromantic to have to split the bill. I mean, I love the idea of taking each other out to dinner, and, you know, maybe if you don't make as much money as your partner, you grab the, you know, you grab the seamless, and then when you're celebrating your anniversary, they grab the nicer dinner. And that's kind of a great way to like feel like you're treating, but maybe it's relative based on salaries.
Where's the money? Where's the money?
As I'm getting older, I'm starting to think about how not only me, but many of my other friends act when it comes to their relationships. And this has caused me to do a little bit of research. I found that 43% of married couples actually don't know what their spouses make. And to me, I found that was really weird, especially when you're planning on building a life with somebody and you both want to get money together. These are people that you're going to make really large decisions with, like buy a house. And you definitely don't want to find out how much your spouse makes when you are both applying for a mortgage. I think that's a little too late to find out.
I actually talked to my grandpa, who's been married to my grandma Rosalind for more than 60 years. This is what he had to say about getting financially naked.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So when you first met grandma, did you talk about money before you got married?
No, because I was in the Army and in the service. And of course, I did not have money, period. And I didn't have a car with Rosalind, my wife. I was competing with guys who did have cars. But somehow or other, I managed to come out ahead and marry Rosalind.
I believe people have to get financially naked with their significant others on their own terms.
Oh, my goodness. That made a difference.
Bye, Grandpa.
My pleasure.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Get money, 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 get money, 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 money.
It can definitely be hard, I think, when you're going out with friends if
a bunch of them are have like different salaries. And I think there's a few different ways, because obviously I feel like there's a lot of just everyone throws their credit card down and it's all split. But if you've been watching your money and making sure that you're just like not drinking and like ordering aside, then like that's the worst.
That never works.
That is a horror show. And I do things on purpose to avoid that.
Always order a drink because you're gonna have to pay for it.
See, I feel like that, but sometimes it's literally like, oh, I have to be up in the morning and I don't want three cocktails. So like, and I don't want to have to pay for your three cocktails and a steak. So usually if I'm gonna like, if I don't want to split completely, I make that like pretty upfront.
I'm the type to like either like show up super early and like get hammered. So by the time everybody gets there, I'm like, yo, I'm lit. I'm lit. I already took care of myself. We good, baby. So that's like been my strategy the longest.
It's the pregame, the dinner.
The pregame. Y'all just got here on time. Oh, that's crazy.
Wow, I'm sober. Bold move.
Wow. You know, so it's worked. It's worked so far. But you know, every once in a while when I do get caught in the whirlwind of split the check and I saw that one person go berserk with their meals, I always give them this really nasty look while I'm putting my card down. I'm like, you know what you did.
Other countries, like when you're in Europe, they come up with these little machines and they ask you what you ate and you just pay for what you did. It's genius. Yeah. I can't believe that we don't have that in this country yet.
Yo, Europe got it together. They really do. Damn.
You know what sucks is that like group dinners are like small potatoes. You know what's big potatoes is fucking bachelorette parties and bachelor parties. It's like, yeah, if you go out to a birthday dinner, it's going to cost you, I don't know, $60 to $100. A bachelorette party, flight to wherever, Miami, Vegas, whatever, group dinners times three, hotels.
And if you're a bridesmaid and then you then have to pay for like your dress and your shoes, sometimes your hair and makeup, the accessories that you had no choice over whatsoever, it can be like very bonkers, particularly if like you were all of a very different income level and you didn't necessarily like choose the thing that you are suddenly having to wear and keep forever.
Do people break up with their friends over this type of shit?
Yes.
I would be pissed. I'd be like, what? Like, you got me paying for Vegas. I didn't even want to go. Oh, come on, man.
So having a conversation about with a friend group, you know, what kind of bachelor or bachelorette party are we going on? Can everyone afford the tickets to the south of France and the five-star hotel? Or should we go bowling because that is more equal and everyone can feel like they can participate without having to reveal everyone's income and credit card debt and credit card score and, you know, investment strategy and all that? I didn't have good conversations with anyone about money until I started immersing myself in learning about it. That has been such an interesting change between like bad money conversations and good money conversations now that people trust me. And I don't think that exists between most friends because it's like, I don't know. Like, you know, I don't want to tell you. I'm embarrassed. I'm nervous. I don't know how you're going to react. Are you going to share in the same way I have as well?
It's pretty weird that I know so much more about my boys' sex lives and their income. It's very bizarre, but that's the case. And it's the same with any girl I've dated as an adult. It's probably healthy for all of us to get this out of our heads and just start having the conversation, right?
So if someone's not a certified financial planner, how can they talk to their friends about money?
I mean, just start, all right? That's the hardest step.
Hey guys, it's Ivana, one of the producers for Get Money, and we had a listener question come in that I'm going to get Shane to answer. Hey, Shane.
Hey, Ivana.
Okay, I'm working on the episode and have had a listener question come in related to this topic that I think is really good. So it comes from Jessica in California. She says, hey guys, I love the show and I have a question. One of my closest friends is actually my roommate. Do you have any tips or tricks on how to make the bills easier for us to split and pay?
Yeah. I personally use Splitwise when I have roommates. And Splitwise is a really cool app. You can upload statements and then it will automatically split it between the people. You can even record when people pay you and you can see how things add up from month to month so that there'll be a running balance. That's my personal favorite for splitting utilities up.
Cool. I've never heard of that app.
I'm such a nerd and an accountant that I actually attach the utility bills to each one of those statements so that there's like no question of like what the actual bill was. I am the person that signs up for all of the utilities and I create an online login. And most utility companies now have an ability to get online invoices. So you can just log in and go and grab it and share it with your friends. So that way everyone knows what the balance is. There's no confusion. And everyone's got the same access to it.
Cool. Thanks, Shane.
Yeah.
This is how you get money, money, money.
This is how you get money. Here are a few things to keep in mind as you get financially naked with people in your life. Get drunk first. No. Number one, for anyone who you're looking for more transparency with, I'll go first is really powerful. Start the conversation with honesty and you'll likely be met with the same.
Fuck the taboo. Be the person in your friend group to get everyone talking about money.
Number two, you must have this conversation. Living with someone else can be tough, but it will make things a lot easier if you're open and honest about your financial pet peeves. Bring clarity to who is paying what bills. Number three, if you're in a serious relationship, there's no right way or right time to merge finances with a partner. There's a wide range of options, from having everything completely separate to only having joint accounts. It's your responsibility to have an honest, thorough conversation with your partner about your relationship with money.
Just starting the conversation is brave. It'll be a little awkward, but know that most people will be grateful that you broke the ice.
Okay, everyone, it's that time of the show where I ask you to do something. If you've ever listened to a podcast before, I'm sure you can guess what it is. What? No, not that's disgusting. No, I want you to leave a positive review of Get Money on Apple Podcasts. Why? Because that's one of the ways that we get money. Get Money is an original production from Gilded Audio and Acast Studios. Text us at 917-905-6636. And once you do, we will save your number for any helpful tips or fun updates we may have. Check out our episode next week about financial advisors, aka the people who will help you get money. Check us out at getmoneypodcast.com and follow us at getmoneypod on Instagram.
I want money for a baby. My partner and I want to be moms, and it turns out that you can't put two eggs together to make a baby, and you need sperm. And sperm apparently costs money. So in addition to the money for sperm, you need money for whatever other medicine or hormones or procedures that you need to be done, which are pretty much never covered by insurance. So I need money to make a baby.
Never been in these streets. We don't know you in these money streets. Do you have any money stripes? Who are you?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.